Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we help you help yourself with your health. Our topic today is fulvic acid and minerals. And joining us is Ryan Blad. Ryan is a graduate of Brigham Young University with a master's degree from California College of Arts in San Francisco. He is the CMO of Sun Warrior, a health food company specializing in plant-based products. Good morning, Ryan, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Good morning, Dave.
So the product that we're discussing today is called Liquid Light. Now, when I think of light, I never think of it in terms of liquid. So how do you come up with that name, Ryan?
At Sun Warrior, we kind of have this vision and this thought that we believe plants provide the cleanest and the most powerful fuel for our bodies. So in order for plants to thrive, they need light. So what we did is we found a way to take these nutrients, including fulvic acid, vitamins, and minerals, and create an elixir, this liquid light, so that we can truthfully say that these are plant-based minerals in liquid form.
Now, you've got a nickname for the product, too. You call it mineralized solar energy.
Sun Warrior is located in southern Utah. So when you think of southern Utah, what kind of climate do you think of?
Desert, mountain.
Desert, exactly. It's a very dry, arid region. What most people don't realize is that Utah was once a warm wetland that were actually teeming with plant life and tons of rich vegetation. So in order for these plants to flourish thousands of years ago, they needed the power of the sun. So absorbing all of its needed energy. So over time, this solar energy was infused into this plant-soil mixture before it was compressed, then buried, which created Utah's prehistoric naturally mineral-rich soil organic plant deposits. I know that sounds like a lot. So basically, it's like leftover plant vegetation has been compressed over time. So the sun played a huge role in that.
So this fulvic acid mixed with plant-based minerals, so how is this different then from those other products?
And there's two major features of liquid light, right? There's the mineral content that's included plus fulvic acid. It really comes down to the pristine, unpolluted nature of where these minerals came from, but more importantly, how those minerals are delivered to your cells. And this is where fulvic acid plays that role. So fulvic acid, it's not technically a mineral itself. It isn't one single substance, but it's actually a complex combination of components of fatty acids, minerals, vitamins. It's actually the compound has the ability to attract and bind with many molecules. And it's how the nutrients from the soil are actually transported into plants. So if you've ever thought of a plant and how it sits there in the soil, how does it attract all the nutrients that it needs to grow? Well, it's the fulvic acid that's found in the soil around it that helps it grow.
I just want to clarify, too, this is fulvic acid, not folic acid. Just for the sake of the listener, it's F-U-L-V-I-C. So we're talking about something that probably most of the listeners have never heard of in this fulvic acid. It's part of the soil then.
Correct. One interesting fact that we'll probably talk about a little bit later is it's only found in soil. Man has not been able to mimic fulvic acid. No lab has been able to synthesize it or create it. So it's only found in these leftover kind of prehistoric vegetation compressed areas. So when you're sourcing a fulvic acid, it's actually really important, and it's also really good to know that it's going to be natural.
And yet there's a lot of benefits to the human cells. Plants are benefiting from it. So from what I understand, like the bacteria is breaking down nutrients from other organic materials, and this fulvic acid is helping transporting those nutrients into the roots.
Yeah, there's actually go into a little bit more detail on that if you'd like. There's probably four main benefits that we could talk about. Number one, like you talked about, it nourishes the cell. So I like to create an analogy because fulvic acid is a really complex subject, and you can get real sciencey really fast. So I'll try to create an analogy here that's hopefully easy for everybody to understand. So scientists will tell us that fulvic acid is one of the finest natural electrolytes known to man, and it's been proven, and they've been studying it for years. So it, as a nutrient transporter, it acts like a cellular taxi, delivering the minerals safely wherever they need to go. But not just any taxi. You got to think of this taxi as a 4x4 with a roll cage, has bulletproof windows, armored doors, has run flat tires. Like, nothing is going to get in the way of this taxi. So the second thing it does when the folic acid delivers the nutrients to the cell is it also detoxifies. So that's the second benefit of folic acid, is the detoxification process. So we talked about how it will drop off the nutrients safely to the cell in this armored vehicle. Well, while in the cell, it also looks for other dangers, like toxins, heavy metals, free radicals. It shoves them in the taxi and it drives them out. So you'll often hear folic acid kind of referred to as a scavenger for that reason. Like, it's looking for dangerous toxins in the cells. But I like to think of it as a vigilante. It's out there. It's seeking out the bad guy, you know, what we call heavy metals and pollutants. The third main benefit from this is metabolism support. So studies have found that these acids activate and energize nearly every biological process in the body. So by doing that, it's also activating the metabolism. This essentially stems from the detox process, right? So people will report higher levels of energy by getting rid of all the cellular waste that's just been kind of circling about in their cells. And that cellular waste comes from a lot of places, which we can talk about a little bit later. It comes from poor diets. It comes from stress. It can come from pollution. There's a lot of reasons why you're going to have this waste in your cells. So the fourth benefit that we get from folic acid is recovery and energy. So just kind of we talked about, the energy can be a benefit of your waste being cleared. As a cellular nutrient transporter, which we already talked about, remember you're thinking of this armored vehicle, fulvic acid is found to deliver more of these nutrients to the mitochondria. Okay, so this is where we're going to get a little bit more science-y. So mitochondria is inside many of our cells. It's not in all of our cells. It's particularly found like in the nervous system, muscle tissue, the heart, the brain, and the gut. So essentially, these microscopic organelles in the mitochondria will take oxygen and other nutrients, which they produce energy from these electrons that the substances carry. So this energy, this is where it gets fun, the energy is now stored in the form of ATP, which the body breaks down and uses to finance everything it does, right? So your body needs this ATP to do everything from wiggling your finger to digesting an entire meal. That helps with the recovery and energy, but also understanding that fulvic acid also plays a promising role in speeding up the recovery. After exercise, and even some people even say they use it after surgery to really help with the cellular functions and repairing of their tissues. Because these nutrients being more readily available and absorbable, all the food and the supplements you consume to improve your workouts, to heal yourself, will all be absorbed better. So when you regularly work out, you know what happens? You sweat. So you need all the vitamins, the minerals, and the nutrients from your food so that you don't end up injuring yourself. And Liquid Light can help ensure that your post-workout nutrition repairs your body, as well as deliver those very crucial trace minerals to your body that has flushed out. So, Dave, are you familiar with the Iron Man series?
Yes.
For those of you that aren't familiar with the Iron Man series, it's a pretty rigorous race, I'll say. And there's a couple of them that happen every year here in St. George. Are you guys on the metric system, or am I talking miles or kilometers here?
You can
or
do either.
Should do both.
Canada's metric, but okay. Most of us are still imperial.
Okay, sounds good. So the Ironman race is essentially a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bicycle ride, and a 26.2-mile run, all in one day. And some athletes report doing it in a matter of hours. So Sun Warrior sponsored a team of Ironman athletes a couple of years back. There's about seven of them. And they came to Sun Warrior and said, "We really love your nutrition. We love everything that it does. We want to use it while we train for this Ironman series." So Liquid Light was center of their nutrition. And they reported coming back saying, "Oh, wow, this stuff is amazing. You know, after we train and we run our marathon to practice, usually we're down for 3 to 4 days while our body recovers. But when we take Liquid Light, we're back up within a day and a half, 2 days max. We just feel so much more revitalized and energized." So I've always thought that was a really cool story of athletes that are using Liquid Light to recover faster and get the nutrients they need into the cells so they can regenerate faster.
Yeah.
And get started again. You need to train like crazy for that race.
As you're describing it, it's almost sound like it's got this multitask personality, in that it's hydrating, detoxifying, supporting the metabolism, and enhancing recovery and energy. and it's doing all this all at the same time, yet fulvic acid, probably most of us have never heard of it.
Yeah, what you're saying is true. Yeah, fulvic acid is kind of the hero that doesn't get a lot of credit or isn't really well known for what it's doing.
And it's not typically that we're going to get it in our diet unless we're supplementing.
There's a lot of cases, and it kind of depends on what you read. You know, modern food, agricultural, the way things are going, a lot will report that you're not going to find the nutrients in your food that you used to, even 50 years ago, even 100 years ago. And there's even reports that you can read that the Earth's soil was actually much, much richer and nutrient-dense thousands of years ago, based on just numerous things happening, you know, rain, floods, earthquakes, whatever happened, a lot of the minerals being washed into the sea and not being available at the surface area.
So it's this ability that fulvic acid has for the body and the cells to be able to absorb other nutrients. It's like you say, it's like this taxi. And I guess I'm still stuck on this, and that it has this ability to transport. Like, we always think of nutrients being in our gut, our bloodstream picks it up from there and then moves it to the cells. So maybe that's step one, but when it gets to the cells, it has to get into the cells. If we don't have the proper nutrients for that to occur, then there's going to be side effects to that. Low energy, toxification as opposed to being detoxed, and so on.
One way to address that too is the unique ability that liquid light has, or we'll say fulvic acid in this case, to attract and hold positive and negative ions. So the reason why that's important is an ionic mineral is an element that has a positive or a negative charge. So on the molecular level, that means the element either has too many or too few electrons. So the ionic charge of fulvic acid is both positive and negative. So why is that important, right?
Yeah.
That's important because this unstable ionic state allows the element to bond readily with water. So the ionic forms are easily transported into and through membranes and cell walls. So that's what you're talking about. Like, the fulvic acid needs to be able to get the nutrients into the cell walls. And it's because of this unique ability to attract and hold positive and negative ions that it makes it possible for the body to easily absorb it, which affects the mitochondria and the nutrient delivery. Stimulates the ATP, which is, you know, your body's way of generating energy.
The mitochondria being the power source of the cell.
Correct.
Ryan, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, let's pick up on this point about the positive and negative ions and how fulvic acid works with the cells in regards to that.
Sounds good.